Hallelujah. Thank you all. I appreciate the good singing tonight. And I'd just like to say with them, I just want to thank Him. And I just want to praise Him one more time. One of these days, I was thinking while they were singing, I'm going to walk to this place, Brother Jerry, for the last time. One of these days, you ever heard anybody say, live every day like it's your last? Well, I want to have every service like it's our last. Amen. I don't want to leave and go out of here and meet God and know in the last service I said unthankful, unholy, and ungrateful for His blessings on me. So I just want to thank Him and praise Him one more time. Why, preacher? Because He's worthy. I can have the worst day of my life, the worst set of circumstance there is come my way, but God is still worthy. He still deserves my praise. He still deserves my thankfulness. And yours too. Amen. We've all got better than we deserve. Say amen right there. Take your Bibles and go to Romans chapter number 8 tonight. I'm going to preach from a very famous verse of Scripture. Most people that's been in church much at all usually quote it, but only partially. Just a little bit of the verse and they leave the rest out. But you know, part of a verse is okay sometimes. But we can lose the entire meaning by not finishing what God said. Do you understand what I'm saying? We can lose the entire... You know how bad rumors get started? People hear part of a story and change the whole context of the message. So I want us to look at what the Lord said in Romans chapter 8 and verse number 28. How many of you can quote that verse? A few. The Bible said in Romans 8 and chapter number 28, and we know. Stop right there. If you write in your Bible, underline that word know. Not N-O-K-N-O-W. We know. Sometimes we don't act like we know. Sometimes I don't act like I know. But according to this book right here, I'm supposed to know. Do you understand that? Listen, I'm human like you're human. My heart aches like your heart aches. I question God, and don't think bad of your preacher because I ain't no different than you. I question God just like you question God. Can I get a witness right there? How many of you always understand what God's doing in your life or in around your life? Sometimes we ain't got a clue, but we know. Now we need to get hold of that tonight, but we know that all things, how many things?
All.
Come on, y'all know the story. How many things?
All.
All things. It didn't just say good things. And didn't just say bad things, it said all things. I could make two lists tonight and line them up side by side of the good things that's happened in my life, and I could make a list of the bad things, and there are some bad things. Some I brought on myself. Some I still don't understand to this day. But I'm glad, Stacy Bullock, that that good list far outweighs that bad list. All them years we spent running up and down the road acting goofy and crazy, me and you ought not to be sitting here tonight. We ought to be dead. Amen. That goes on the good thing side. Amen. That definitely goes on that good thing. But He said all things, not just good things, not just bad things, not just mediocre things, but we know that all things work together for what?
Good.
Most people stop right there. I've heard it over and over and over again. People say, well, we know all things work together for good. Wait a minute, there's more to that. There's more to that. Everything don't always work out for the good for everybody. Are you listening to me? Everything always don't work out for good to everybody. All things didn't work out for the good for Adolf Hitler. Are you listening? All things didn't work out for the good for these people raping babies and molesting children and committing all these violent crimes. It ain't going to work out for the good to them. They're going to fry in the pits of hell.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. I hope you're listening. He said, for we know that all things work for good. Here we go. To them that love God and are called according to His purpose. Now, how many of you love God tonight?
Yeah. Yeah.
We got us a promise right there, brother and sister.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening to me? Amen. We've got us a promise right there. He said, for we know, get it in your head tonight, if we leave here with nothing else tonight, we need to know this.
Yes, sir.
I don't understand always what God's doing. Sometimes, as a matter of fact, I've always been a rebellious child. When I was just my mother's child, I was rebellious. But when I became God's child, I'm still pretty rebellious, Brother Jerry. God gets to doing something in the lives of people, and I'm like, Lord, what are you doing?
Yeah. Amen.
Somebody said, ours is not to question why, ours is to do or die. But I still, buddy, I'm a why person in a heartbeat. When they said Ashley had cancer from her head to her toe, I mean, I just got about sideways with God and said, this ain't right. If you wanted to pick somebody to put that on, I could have picked somebody. When these bus kids, sorry, mama, lays up on dope all the time and sleeping around with all these men, why don't you do it to them? Why, you got to pick one of the best girls in the church, the best girls around, and put something like that on her. God, this ain't right.
Yeah.
But then I'll turn right around and quote that verse like I know what I'm talking about. Can I get a witness right there? Somebody talk to me. Let's have church tonight. We question God all the time, but boy, when something comes up, we'll give somebody that advice right there. Here's our problem. We don't really know what we say we know. We're not really sure about what we say. We believe it, but that thing ain't really got deeply settled in our heart. Ashley and them sang that song. I was going to get them to sing it tonight, but I think I've had them sing it a couple of weeks in a row, so I figured I'd give them a break. They sang that song, I've been through enough. Listen to me. I've been through enough to what?
No.
What's the next word in that song? I've been through enough to know that He'll be enough. I've been through enough to know. Listen, the older we get as Christians, the less and less we ought to question God.
Yeah.
I can understand a newborn baby Christian saying, I don't understand why God would do this. I don't understand why God would do that. But those of us who have walked in the way of God and in the grace of God for some period of time in our life, we've experienced enough to know in our hearts and to trust that God knows what He's doing.
Amen.
Amen. I don't always understand it, but I got to trust Him.
Yeah.
Amen. Sometimes we think God has just absolutely turned His back or lost it.
Yeah. Come on, preacher, you're right.
Let me make a couple statements to you tonight and we'll go to the house. There are no accidents with God.
Right.
Not one time has God in heaven ever said, uh-oh. Whoops. He makes no mistake. Sister Janice and them sing that song talking about old Job, when I'm tried, he said, I'll come forth as gold. He said that God makes no mistakes. God's never made a mistake. Never. You say, why is this happening? Why is that happening? I don't know. And you may not know. Somebody said, we'll understand it all when we get to heaven. I'm not sure we will. Here's what I'm thinking. Once we get an eyeball full of Him, we'll forget all them questions we had.
Yeah.
It won't matter anymore.
Yeah.
You can lay your eyes on your daddy and his glorified body, you won't be asking why God took it.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. We all right?
Amen.
I don't always understand what He's doing. And I don't always know what He's doing, and I may never know some of the things or the reasons why. But I tell you this, looking back on some things that I've been through and some things, man, you must have preached fast, Bubba. Good to have y'all back. There's my crew that went over to New Freedom. Thank you, Brother Charles. I may not always know what God's doing or why God's doing it, but there is an equation to that thing that I can know.
Yeah.
I can know that he knows what he's doing. Does that make sense? I'm trying to put, I ain't got the vocabulary, I don't guess, to say what I'm trying to say. I don't understand what he's doing, but I can know that he knows what he's doing. It's kind of like last Monday morning, my wife took me down to Atlanta Airport, and I went through there and went through all the hoopla you got to go through. You could about ride a bicycle somewhere quicker than you can take a flight. It's aggravating, man. They treat you like a communist or a terrorist. But anyway, I got on that plane. You know what? It amazes me every time. A 747 is a big old piece of equipment. It's longer than this church building. Yeah, I mean, you could drive a truck up under it. It's humongous. I don't know what one of them weighs. The engines ain't, they are bigger than that pulpit. About the size of that piano, maybe. Got one of them on each side, and they fire that bad boy up, and that sucker's loaded down with 300-something people, and I look around, and I'm thinking, I don't see how it gets off the ground. Y'all ever think like that? I don't know how it works. I don't. Some of y'all may have been to aeronautical school and can explain all that. Don't even attempt doing that with me. It'll go over my head. I don't know how it works, but I do know this. It works. I don't know how it happened, but it got me from Atlanta, Georgia to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania in about an hour and a half. That's moving, brother and sister. I don't understand that, but I know it works. I don't understand what God's doing. I don't fully understand His grace, but I know that it works. I've been through enough to know that He'll be enough. I've seen Him in the funeral homes. I've seen Him in the hospital waiting rooms. I've seen Him at the deathbeds. I've seen Him over and over and over supply grace to help in our time of need. Hey, brother, I know what I'm talking about tonight. I know that God knows what He's doing. And I've seen more good. That's what he said. Work together for what? Good. I've seen more good come from some horrible situations than you can shake a stick at. God is an expert at taking a bad thing and turning that thing around and making it a good thing. He's an expert at that. I'll give you some examples in the Bible and we'll go to the house. I thought about Jochebed. Anybody know who Jochebed is? Exodus chapter number 2. That's Moses' mama. Pharaoh's killing all these baby boys. She wants to save her. Can you imagine what's going through that mother's mind as she makes that little ark, a little boat, makes that thing out of bulrushes and patches that thing together with mud and daubs it up, puts her newborn baby in that thing and pushes him down the creek? Come on, mamas. Can you imagine what's going through her heart? Why anything could happen. Before he ever got down there to Pharaoh's house, an alligator could get him. Who knows? She don't understand. All she knows is she's a slave and a prisoner in a foreign land. And this wicked king is sending soldiers to her house to kill her baby boy. But yet she places that baby in that creek and sends him down the river, or whatever it was, not knowing the outcome. Amen. It looked bad. Yeah. I'm glad the story didn't stop there.
Yes, sir.
We'd have missed the best movie ever been made.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Don't many people know much about the Bible, but they've seen the Ten Commandments. Amen. We'd have missed out on that. Little did we know while she was putting that baby in that little boat, sending him to his sure death, that God had a little old gal sitting down there by the riverbank and draw that boy out of the water and raise him up as Pharaoh's house, that one day he'd be the very one that had come back and say, "Mama, today's the day you go free. God had you put me in the water that I might save the rest of you." Boy, there's a picture right there. Old Peter, James, and John. Is they sitting that upper room that night? That little mother, Mary, as she laid at the foot of that cross, and Jesus said, "Mama, go home with John. John, you take care of my mama." That looked like the end, man. That looked like the end. But that first Easter morning. Woo! Jesus said, hey, I had to go to that cross that I might come back and deliver you out of your bondage one day. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah right there. We don't always know what God's doing, but thanks be unto God, hey, He does know what He's doing. We don't have to understand. We don't have to know, but we have to trust Him. Amen. That was part of God's plan. I don't understand what's going on in our government. Be honest with you, it makes me want to vomit. Somebody said, have you been watching Fox News? No. I get so mad, I'm in the flesh. Want to load my deer rifle and go take care of business. Amen. I'm serious. We ain't on the radio tonight, bless God. That stuff just chaps my hide. You know what I think God's saying? Hang on. Just hang on.
Amen.
You see, my calendar and God's calendar ain't the same.
Yeah, that's right.
God's saying, uh-huh. Obama, you right on time.
Yeah.
Oh, Miss Pelosi, you don't know it, but you're fulfilling my will every time you open that big stupid mouth of yours.
Yeah.
We all right? God knows what. God ain't up in heaven tonight going, oh, no, I'm worried about America. No, He ain't. God ain't drinking Maalox. No, sir, He ain't eating Tums and sucking down baby aspirins tonight. He ain't on no Xanax. I'm here to tell you, He got it under control. I don't understand it. You don't understand it. But I trust God knows exactly what He's doing. Well, well. Genesis chapter number 37. There's a little old boy by the name of Joseph. Arthur Pink said there was at least 101 prolific types of Christ in the life of Joseph. I believe it. Nobody in the Bible paints a better picture of Christ than Joseph. Y'all remember Joseph, his coat of many colors? He went to his brothers and told them about a dream that he had. His brothers got eat up with green-eyed jealousy, throwed him in a pit.
Yeah.
Now watch this. He would have died right there. He would have died.
Yeah.
Somebody said, as luck would have it. No, as the will of God would have it.
Yeah.
What was that crowd that came with the Ishmaelites? I believe it was Ishmaelites, came down the road. And one of them boys had a good idea, said, let's drag him up out of that pit and just sell him to them. We'll make some money off of him.
Yeah.
Boy, it looks like God's just forgot about that little boy. Don't nothing make no sense. What is going on? Here I was in a pit. Now I've been sold as a slave. Now I'm a servant down here at Potiphar's house. Now I'm accused of rape and I'm going to prison. Y'all have heard the story a thousand times. Did God know what He was doing? Did God know what He was doing? God knew exactly what He was doing. I'll be honest with you. I believe with all my heart, Joseph trusted Him. I'm sure like me and you, he laid on that bunk in that prison house and said, God, I don't understand what's going on. I'm sure he prayed and told God it wasn't fair. I'm sure he went through everything we've went through. But deep down in his heart, I believe that boy trusted God. Why? By his own testimony. By his own testimony. Years later, he ain't in the pit. He ain't in Potiphar's house as a slave. He ain't in prison, but he's in the palace. And he's running the kingdom. His brothers and his family are starving back home. And lo and behold, because of Joseph's dreams, they got plenty. And here comes them sneaky, conniving brothers down the road to beg for food. And Joseph recognizes them. After a while, he pulls off his veil. Can you imagine what they thought? Uh-oh. And Joseph said, it's okay, boys. Y'all meant this to me for evil. But God meant it for what?
Good.
For all things work together for what? It's exactly what Joseph said. It may have looked like I was in a pit. It may have looked like I was a slave at Potiphar's house. It may have looked like I was a criminal in prison. But that wasn't what it really was at all. That was just part of my journey to the palace. Sometimes the road may get bumpy for God to get us to where He needs to get us. But in them bumpy times, in them hard times when we don't understand, we got to know that God's working something to our good. In Genesis chapter number 22, Abraham is on his way up on the side of the mountain with his boy. He's got a knife. He's got wood. And he's got fire. He's fixing to sacrifice his son. He don't understand it. He don't know the outcome, but he trusts God. He's going to cut his... He ain't just going to kill him, guys. Y'all got to understand it. He's fixing to fillet his kid. He's fixing to quarter him up in pieces according to the law. And he's going to lay that boy out. Can you imagine doing that to your child? I believe he would have. But I believe Abraham trusted God so much that he believed God would raise that kid back up. Before they went up the mountain, he told his servants, he said, y'all abide here with the ass. He said, the lad and I will go yonder and worship and return again to you. I believe he believed that with all his heart. He said, well, Abraham was just such a spiritual guy. No, he just knew that God meant what he said. Yeah. You see, years before, God had promised that he was going to use that boy to form a nation. God was going to multiply his seed as the sands of the seashore and more than the stars in the sky. And God could not do that if Abraham killed him. Amen. He knew God would do what God said he would do. We got to know, even though it may be hard. And I'm not making light of anybody's situation. But God knows what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing. A couple more and we'll go. There was a king named Naaman. The king had leprosy. Bad. And he was dying. It was no accident that this little girl, we don't even know her name. Don't even know her name. The Bible calls her a little maid. A little maid. She wasn't a cleaning lady, people. She is a slave. She is a slave. She is an Israelite. How do you know? I'll tell you in just a second. She didn't understand why she was there. She didn't understand why she had to be a slave. But God knew what he was doing. God knew there'd be a king that needed to know that there's a God. And that little maid opened her mouth and said, hey, my preacher can help you. If you get down there and see the preacher where I'm from, that old preacher can help you. Amen?
Amen.
She didn't know why she is there, but God knew why she is there. Yeah. He had her there for a purpose.
Yeah.
Wasn't it Esther who said they was there for just such a time as this?
Yes, sir.
Boy, God's timing. God puts our lives in the paths of other people, Brother Jerry, at just the right time.
Amen.
At just the right place for just the right purpose. He knows what he's doing. The Lord has put me and a bunch of you together at just the right time.
Yes, sir.
At just the right place for just the right purpose.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Why? He knows what he's doing.
Amen. Yes, sir.
He knows exactly what he's doing. I'll finish with this. There's a little boy in the New Testament. All we know is he was a lad. Yeah. Don't know his name. Isn't that funny how their names aren't mentioned?
Yeah.
Wonder why. It's so they won't be worshipped.
Yeah.
We ain't as important as we think we are.
Yeah.
We don't know that little maid's name, and we don't know the little boy's name who had a lunch. That little boy didn't leave his house that morning with his happy meal. It 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He didn't leave the house that morning going, Mom, I'll be back in a little while. I'm going to feed 5,000. That wasn't his plan. But God had a plan. That little boy didn't know what was fixing to happen when Jesus said, give it to me. But God knew, didn't he? He asked Andrew, he said, how are we going to feed all this crowd? Or he asked Peter, one of them. They said, well, 200 penny worth isn't even sufficient.
Yes.
And Andrew said, there's a lad here with a small lunch, but what is it among so many? He said, give it to me. But the Bible said that he asked them because he knew in his heart already what he was going to do.
Yeah.
He had that whole day planned out. He had that boy coming down the road with a sack lunch. That little boy, did you know God can use you to fulfill His will and you don't even know that you're being used to fulfill His will?
Amen.
Do you understand that? You can be used of God to be fulfilling the will of God and you ain't got a foggiest idea that God's even using you.
That's right.
God can use you to be a help and a blessing to somebody and you didn't even know it.
Yes, man.
Amen. Amen. Ain't that something?
Amen, brother.
That's right. He said, give me that lunch. Can you imagine the story that little boy told when he got home? Mama, mama, come out here and look. I got 12 baskets full of food. Where'd you get all that? You ain't going to believe it. You ain't going to believe it, mama. There's a man over yonder in the desert. And there's 5,000 people. Mama, that was just the men. There's probably 7,000-8,000 more women and children.
Right.
Amen. You remember that lunch you fixed me this morning? That little old, them little old loaves and them two little old fishes. You remember that? Yes, son, I remember. Well, I give it to that man.
Amen.
And he asked the blessing. That's all he did. He asked the blessing, mama, and he fed every last one of them people. They even got seconds.
Yeah.
And this is what is left. I bet his mama sent him to his room. Couldn't you imagine? Boy, I done told you about lying. So many times we ain't got the slightest idea what God's doing. We think that God's done us somehow an injustice, but we've got to trust Him. Fact of the matter is, we have no choice. You say, wait a minute, why don't we have a choice? Let me hear your answers.
Yeah.
Truth is, you ain't got a clue.
Right. Yeah.
And neither do I. Mm-hmm. When that mama and daddy looked at me when their daughter was eat up with cancer, why, Brother Eddie, why? Don't ever ask me that again. I don't know. But trust God.
Yeah.
And it worked, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Hey, buddy, it worked. I don't know why everything. I don't know why Brother Jerry Seal's daughter's at home in the shape she's in. I don't know. Somebody said it ain't right. No, it ain't right. But God knows what He's doing.
Yeah. Amen.
I believe that with all my heart.
Amen.
I asked the same question. My boys just went down the road and preached tonight. I said, my boy just went down the road and preached tonight.
Amen.
It was just a few years ago they flew him out of Brother Stacy's brother's front yard in a helicopter. Life flighted him to Rome. It was just a few years ago a doctor looked at my wife and I and said he may never wake up. And if he does, he may be a vegetable. And if he's not a vegetable, he may have to learn to walk again and talk again and feed himself again and dress himself again. I don't know why. Maybe it was to get him to the place where he could go to Temple, Georgia tonight and preach a word of God. I didn't understand it then, but now I can see the man that God has made out of him. We were standing by the graveside at Brother Jay's funeral, and Mike, Stacy's brother, came up to me. He said, whatever happened to your boy? I said, he makes about 2.5-3 of me, according to what time of year it is. I said, he just graduated Bible college. He did 4 years of Bible college, done it in 3.
Yeah.
He's our youth pastor, preaching like a wild man.
Amen.
You know what Mike said? He said, wow.
Yeah.
He said, you wouldn't have never thought it that day. It never crossed my mind. All I could think about was burying my boy. But God knew what He was doing. He knew exactly, and He knows what He's doing in your situation. Now, I'm going to shut up, but listen to me carefully. It don't always work out like my situation. So I don't want you to think that I'm not understanding. He could have died. He could have just as easily have died, probably more easily have died than he did live. He got through out of the car, through the front windshield. That was weird. That car was flipping side over side like this. He went through the front windshield. Flew 40 feet through the air, slid another 30 feet on the ground, rammed his head into a fence post on the side of the road. It would have been much easier for it just been over. If it had been, would God still know what he's doing?
Yes, sir.
That's a hard one, but he does. I can take you to any cemetery in this part of the country, and I can show you graves that long. I can show you graves that long. We buried a little mother, had her funeral right here. No, we had it in Rockmore. Brother Robert Upton's little niece. Little mama had a one-year-old in a casket, had a one-year-old under this arm and a two-year-old under this arm. Got hit by a log truck while their daddy was standing there watching. You say, I don't understand it. I don't either. But I've been through enough to know that he'll be enough. I've seen God work enough to know that he can take any situation and work it out for the good in our lives. If we love him. And if we trust him. You say, all these funerals have you preached, have you seen good come out of them? Not all of them. Not all of them. Some of them's just tragic messes. You know what makes it tragic? You know why it didn't work to good? Because they've never trusted God with their life.
Right. Yeah.
They've never turned the situation over to him and let God have it. That little boy could have kept his lunch. They didn't take it away from him. He could have kept it.
Yeah.
He had some options. He could have tried to feed that crowd himself.
Yeah.
Now, how far are you to think he'd have got? That'd be like coming in here with one banana pudding. It'd be a fight. He had some options. He could have tried to do it. That's what most people in America are doing. They're trying to do it themselves.
Yeah, right. Amen.
He said it works to good to them that love God. If we love God, we let him have it.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Amen.
We just turn that thing over to God and say, God, you know more about this than me. Help yourself. Brother Todd, y'all come and get us a song. There are no accidents with God. He knows what he's doing. I promise you, I have it on good authority. I have it from experience. I have it from testimony after testimony after testimony after testimony. God knows what he's doing.
Yes.
You can trust him tonight. You can trust him. Somebody said, I don't trust nobody. I don't trust many people. Because I've learned over the years, flesh is flesh. And about the time you think you can put confidence in it, it'll let you down.
That's right.
But God never will. He's trustworthy. He's trustworthy. Let's stand to our feet. Y'all sing whatever you want. Just a simple thought tonight, but I wanted to encourage you. Some of you have been without a job for a year. I'm sorry. I really am. I pray for you every day. But through that year, I've seen some of you get closer to God than you've ever been. I'm sorry Ashley had to go through chemotherapy. I watched her shake and pain, and I watched her go through that stuff. Hard. Wouldn't wish it on nobody. But I guarantee you, Mom and Daddy and David learned how to pray like they never had before. He knows what he's doing. We may not understand it now, but maybe a few months down the road, you'll look back and go, I see, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for allowing that to come in our lives. Maybe you just need to come tonight. Now, here's what I have to do, because I'm just so carnal, I guess. I have to come and say, God, I need some help with this, because I don't understand. And God, I want to trust you, but on the turn of the coin, I want to question you too. God, help me. Give me a little more faith. Give me a little bit more. Make me a little bit more spiritual. God, I ain't feeling real spiritual right now, because this don't make good sense to me and I don't understand it. And I really think it ain't fair. But God, I don't want to feel that way. Anybody besides me ever prayed like that? Boy, I have to get on my face and say, God, I'm sorry, but I can preach it till the cows come in. It's easy to say, but Lord, I don't understand. And you know what he says? David said it. He knoweth our frame and remembereth that we are but dust. He knows what. He knew he was getting a bum deal when he got you. Amen. He knows what we are, and he understands. And he'll help us. He'll help us to trust him. He'll help us when our faith is weak. He'll help us when our understanding is low. He'll help us. But you know what we got to do? Here's another little phrase David said. Help, Lord. Brother Charles preached that one time. Help, Lord. We need to ask him for it. You need the altar tonight. Use it. Y'all go ahead and sing.